Okay, well, we were talking about your parents. And they had been from Montgomery County and Richmond County.
Yes, and my father's people lived in Montgomery, and my mother's people lived in Richmond County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she come up to, they used to go to school at Palmville up here. It was a high school at Palmville years ago. And finished high school at Palmville. They rent a house up here, and during school months, they'd move up there, her and her mother and my granddaddy. And the boys that wasn't going to school would stay down there in Richmond County. And they'd stay up here until school went out, and then they'd move back to Richmond County. And Mama finished school. She got a job teaching school over in Montgomery County. That's the way my father met up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And they got married.
And then they came to live?
My father had a house in Palmville, and then right across the river, it wasn't too far, you could see across. Almost, so at the old cotton place, what you couldn't now. And the school over there, the kids all got too large for the little old private school, and brought them all move over here and stay in the wintertime, and then move back in the spring of the year when the school was out.
Where was the old cotton place?
It's right across from Baden over here. Right, you don't know where the Baden Dam is, do you?
Yeah.
Well, right across there, the Baden Dam on the other side was on my granddaddy's place. He had a fishery down, what they call Old Nares fishing place.
Did the company buy your grandfather's land to build the dam?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what year that was?
No, Miss. I was just a baby then.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember that far back.
What had the land been used for?
Well, the farm, and some of it was farming, a lot of it was in woods. They used it for pasture.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of game back in them days, and gold mines. They had gold mines over there. We had a lot of companies from up north, New York, and all around,
mm-hmm.
prospecting for gold.
Mm-hmm.
Started on the building the dam, and they mm-hmm. bought all the property up, and the French people started first, and then they sold out to the aluminum company, wasn't it, Raymond?
Yes, the Whitney Company.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it came out mm-hmm. and
sold. Well, what did your family do after the land was bought, after they sold the land?
My granddaddy moved over here in Almar, and he didn't want to move, but when he moved away, he went to bed that night, and he never did get up. He didn't live but 3 days.
Is that so?
Uh-huh. He just couldn't give up leaving the old land in Montgomery.
Why, then, did he sell the land?
Well, see, they had to have the land to build the dam, and that's the reason he sold it.
So he was anxious for them to build a dam on that
Yes,
land?
And he was anxious, but he just couldn't. The closer he come to moving, the worse he hated it.
How old was he when he sold the land?
I don't remember how old he was. He was pretty old.
How did your grandmother feel about it?
Oh, she wanted to come to Almar.
She wanted to come to Almar?
Yes.
Did that have something to do with why he also sold the land?
Yes, and that had something to do with
mm-hmm.
it.
Then what did your father do?
He was a farmer.
Did he?
We run a livery stable at Palmerville, and one down here at Baden. We had one right where the wash house is,
mm-hmm.
over here in Baden. And had one there in Palmville. Palmville one time was bigger than Baden.
Mm-hmm.
They had five drugstores up there one time. If you go through that now, you wouldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Who first approached your granddaddy about buying his property?
I don't know who first told him, I mean, approached him about it. My uncle, he went to work for the company, and he went to buying up all the land up and down the river for this dam. And it went clean on up to Old Whitney, up in there.
Mm-hmm. Why did they think the dam was important?
Well, they wanted to make power. And see, we didn't have no electric lights around here then. Alma didn't have none. And, well, there wasn't nothing in Baden, just, maybe 6-7 houses, scattered farm houses scattered around in Baden.
Then how did your father feel about farming on smaller acreage and then not inheriting all of your grandfather's land?
Well, right after they bought the place, it was a pretty good while before they built the dam. And he got to use the land to back the water up free.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
But my granddaddy, he could have stayed on over there, but grandma, she just kept nagging him, and he told her. He stayed just as long as he could. He said, well, when I go to bed, I ain't gonna never get up no more. And he didn't either.
What about the 6 or 7 families, the scattered houses in Baden? Were they anxious to have the dam come?
Oh, yeah. Everybody around was anxious for the dam to come in. See, there wasn't no money circulation around, nothing to do but just farming, and that wasn't too good.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
and who were the first people who came to work on the construction of the dam?
I don't remember who it was. Oh, they had a lot of them. They'd come and go. Some of them stayed to. Well, they started 3 or 4 times before we got the dam built. Finally got to, they started to change the bed of the river around the Palmerville, and they were going to have the power plant where the canal went down a hill like that, going to build a power plant there, and so they could make the power, but that didn't work out, and they never did to use the canal up there at all. They built a canal from Old Whitney to down below Palmerville up here. You know where Palmerville is.
Yeah.
Up there. And all that was thrown away for nothing. And like when they built Baden, they had the plant over there, had a big place pushed out over there and rocks and things. Have the plant over there, and see when they changed hands, well, they done away with all the plants and moved the plant over here where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And the dam where it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the names of the families who were here in Palmerville and in Baden?
I remember a few of the people in Baden and a few of them in Palmerville.
Are any of them still around, or any of their...
No, they all did, I imagine. Most of them was Calloway's, and let's see. You remember the name of the people that lived up there?
Yeah.
There were the Palmers. Remember those people? And I believe at that time you had... Meisenheimers.
Oh,
you had Kirks. You know, you had several families of Kirks.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Will Kirk, who was only right in town there. Mm-hmm. And a little further south, you had the Millers. They were here at that time down there.
That's right.
At the Miller town south of Baden.
And it was Ingram's, Judge Ingram's daddy,
yeah,
over here. And
the Ingrams were here.
Mm-hmm.
And up there where the main office is, Billy Reinhart, old man Billy Reinhart. He lived up there. And he sold out and just tore his house down not long ago.
And two or three of the families were Calloways. I mean, that was the reason we're not giving you as many names as say half of them.
Right.
So about three families, but I can remember Calloways.
Mm-hmm. Are any of the children or the grandchildren of these people still here?
Some of them are here, too. You know, the Red Wines were a little bit south, and some of the Calloways, I remember one particular, she was married to a Red Wine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Have any of these people gone to work in the Alcoa plant?
I think some of them did, but I don't think none of them working here now. Do you, Ray?
I guess the last one was James Calloway, mm-hmm. Young James Calloway, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Right off.
Well, after they started to build the dam, then there was a lot of activity here, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people. They come in from everywhere. South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and up in Tennessee, up in Ohio, all around. And had a lot of them from down to Pembroke. They had a bunch of Croatans from Pembroke work down to the dam. And let's see.
Do you know how they were recruited? Or how they heard about Baden?
Oh, yeah. They advertised in the paper. Oh, they come far and near to work here, so they paid $1.50 a day. That was big money at that time.
Did most of these people just come for the construction days and then leave?
That's right. Most of them. They didn't, but very few of them. They had a lot from West Virginia here. Well, there's one family from West Virginia. Part of them's here now. The old lady, she died here about... you remember when Miss Everhart died at Farmville? It ain't been about 3 months ago.
No, it don't, Steve,
but
it hasn't been very long.
They,
another family, Steve, if you want to make a note, was the Coggins. You know, your cousin, Claude, and those kids, you know,
well. Yeah, that's right.
Back to your sister, I believe,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. His mother's my...
Aunt,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any stories from the old construction days?
No, I don't remember no stories. See, I was pretty small. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just remember that it was rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
Do you remember Kid Heavy?
Oh, yeah.
Was he like?
He was a rough one. He got killed over here in the... back up beside the plant. Yeah, they had a bunch of Dagos over here, and a little old Italian killed him, shot him.
Why? What did he do?
Oh, he was overbearing. He was rough. He'd take pig hounds, knock them down, take his pistol away. He had a big old long blackjack on, well, about that long, with a rawhide strap, a whole board through the pound and fastened on to his belt. He rode a horse most of the time. And these Italians, you couldn't understand what nothing they said. And they got to laughing at him, making fun of him, you know. And they just yep. And he hit this one across the head with the pickhound, and his brother shot him. And he didn't plumb kill him then, but he died that night. I think that was the way of it. But I know he got killed. And Dan Talbot, he was from New London. He was a shanty rafter over Hardaway Hill. That's over close to the Baden Dam.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good friend of mine. He was a policeman. I was drove a horse and buggies, kept ladies to Almar, Salisbury. That's about as far as go. He had to spend the night to go to Salisbury. It'd take about all day to go to Almar then, because the road come behind my house here. Old buggy roads, and the horse had to walk most of the way. They had a big old six-seated hack and put two big horses to that. I drove it sometimes. And they had a, what you call a surrey, and have two big horses in it, and you could hold four or five people in it.
Well, was Kid Heavy the sheriff?
No, he was just the, some call him shanty rafters, and some of them call him policeman. And
who hired him?
The company that run Baden and was building the dam.
So did he keep order, or did he make more trouble?
He kept pretty good order. But them Italians, he couldn't do nothing with them.
Where, do you remember any of their names, the Italians, or where they had come from?
Yeah, they come from Pembroke down below Laurinburg.
Do you know what they had been doing there?
Oh, they'd been farming. And they used them mostly to clear up land when was cleaning up the reservoir, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a camp right over here behind, well, the plants and part of it now. I used to haul beer. They was crazy about the beer. And they'd make their own bread. They had good bread. The old long loaves, mm-hmm. about that long. It was rusty looking stuff, but it was sweet and good.
So they came as groups. They didn't come as individual people?
No, they was coming. Well, in other words, they hauled them in here on transportation. They had special trains,
mm-hmm.
shipping them to Baden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't have no automobiles and mm-hmm. trucks like they got
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And all they had, 600-700 maybe.
Really?
Yeah, maybe more than that, but at least that many. They was good workers, they was tough. But if you made one of them mad, you had the whole crowd to fight. They stuck together now. They won't no go back on that. And if they liked you, they'd do anything for me. I wasn't as large as my little boy over there. But I could drive a team. I used to come and drive one of them time I could settle along almost. And them old Italian women said, come here, sonny, and say, you're hungry. They'd get a big old piece of that good old bread, you know, and put some kind of Italian stuff on it. It'd eat pretty good. Say, here, take your mug of beer. I said, no, ma'am, my mama whoop me if I drink that. They all believed in drink. They had draft beer. I didn't know what bottle of beer was. They didn't get it, and I'd haul it in kegs. They'd unload it for me. I know it come a big rain. You know what they call Hootspap Hill back up here? Raymond, that old colored man that worked in the carbon plant so long. He's right black looking old fella. You know where the spring is back up there? Right behind the old carbon plant.
Yeah, there was really no road up to it now. Is there?
No, there ain't no road there now.
Yeah,
They've done away with it. Well, I think since they made this plant large, I believe they got the spring.
Covered up.
And he was an old nigga, they called him Hoochie Pat. And he was one of the best workers at all. W.R. Young and somebody, they really bragged on him. And Tommy Cotton's old Tommy was my first cousin. He's dead now, but old Sean, he would get drunk. And he said, Lord, bless the old master, said, you're going to let me live here and die? They'd hang him up to go to work, you know, if you didn't get him sobered up right, he'd stay that way a week or two. But they'd generally go in after Monday and try to get him started back again, but he was a real worker.
Did they also use convict labor?
Yes,
at the dam?
They had a, they had 700 convicts. Yeah.
And did, what was the housing like?
The prison camp.
Well, for the prisoners, for the Italians who were here, for the blacks who were here.
Well, the houses wasn't so hot back them days. They just take and build a shanty, what would they call them, shanties, you know. No glass windows and have shutters, you know.
Yeah.
You slide, you pull it back like here's a window, and here comes your shutter back this way.
Uh-huh.
And they had a fireplace to burn wood on. They didn't have no heaters then. And had a cook stove.
Mm-hmm.
And they had tents,
mm-hmm.
brush arbors. Some live in brush arbors.
Mm-hmm.
It's anything you could buy, you get by with. There's nothing too expensive then, so it wasn't nothing to buy. I mean, you couldn't buy nothing then. I mean, they didn't have nothing. So there wasn't no money in circulation.
And it was just constructed to be temporary housing, too,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
No permanent housing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up to Old Whitney and Palmville, they had some. The big shots, they had some nice houses for them. They had a nice place up to Old Whitney. They had big lawns and had offices up there. And had a depot. Well, we used to have a depot here and tore it down about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
2 or 3 years ago. And they was fixed up real nice up there. And northern people were, but just like people coming in and pick up a job, either a tent or them shanties, they didn't charge them no rent, but cheap roofing on, kind of like that house is over there, tarpaper
mm-hmm.
roofing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they left, they're going to be, sometimes they had to tear the top off of them. It's against the law to burn them
uh-huh.
with the top on. Just knock the top off, stick fire, they'd give them to anybody that wanted them. And we got a lot of them, but we couldn't use them all.
Mm-hmm. And there was also a prison camp here?
Yes, and it was, it's underwater now. It was, about as far from the dam as from down to the post office over in Baden. Great big prison camp. They killed a lot of them. They had them. That was pretty bad on the prisoners. Made them work back in them tunnels where nobody else wouldn't go, but they had guns and made them go. And a lot of them rocks, tunnels, you know, the rocks would roll down and kill them. And it was, we dug up 600 and had to move them. They had them buried down near the prison camp, and they, happened to think after they backed up the water, well, they'd be covered up, and it was against the law to cover them up if they knew it, that they was there, and they knew these in, so they got a cemetery up here in out from Palmville down there in the woods, because it's growed up, you couldn't tell there was a cemetery there. Now it ain't never, they cut saw timber off of it, and ain't nobody never come to see about them. I hauled them all. I drove a wagon.
600?
Uh-huh. It was around between 500 and 600. They were really, they killed so many every day just about. It was bad. But they had to go. They had no other choice.
Do you know what prison they were from?
They come out of Raleigh. Yeah.
What about black labor that came from South Carolina?
Well, it was black and white, too. It all mixed
black
up.
Black and white.
Well, they had camps for them, too. See, the ones who was building the dam, they built, I don't know how many houses they didn't build for them. They didn't have to pay them. And then they had a big mess hall. What's called mess hall? That's where they eat at. And then they had big places for them that didn't have no families to sleep in. And that's what they called a shanty rouster. They run them out the next morning, go around, beat on the doors. They didn't get up while they go in, take pick towels and run them out. They were hard on them back in them days.
Did any of them come with their families?
Yeah, they moved. A lot of the families moved in after they got started.
Mm-hmm. How about the Italians? Did they come with their families?
Some of them. They're mostly the same ones. Mm-hmm. They had right many of the families.
Mm-hmm. I heard a story or two about how agents, scouts, would be sent out from the company to go into different towns in South Carolina and Georgia, and they'd pay off the local sheriff to round up all the rough people, so to speak, and bring them up to Alcoa, where they'd work. And that sometimes these people wouldn't like the work that they were doing, and they'd get on the train to go to Salisbury. And Kid Heavy would meet them at the train in Salisbury. He'd heard that they'd get on the train and we're leaving.
That's right. That's true. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
The old kid was, he got by a long time. He was shot a time or two, but that old Italian, he laid him out.
So what happened to the Italian after he killed him?
Oh, they turned him loose. They tried to try him in court and couldn't understand nothing he said. They turned him loose. Well, that's what they all have done. He was old Vance guy. He'd run up to a house, he rode a great big old horse. And he'd knock on the door, so he didn't open it up. Well, he'd just step back and run back and take his old foot like that and bust it down. Had his hand on the pistol of a blackjack. They'd run out the back door. Oh, it was rough.
Yeah.
Up there, that's before Baden got started down in Palmville. They had two churches up there at Palmville, and one was a Methodist church, and one was a Baptist church. What they call Main Street up there, ladies, after 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, they couldn't come down Main Street. It's just a road, it wasn't no streets.
Mm-hmm.
And if the road come around like that, they'd have to go around that other road to go to the church on Sunday. And man, they'd be the road to be full. Buy whiskey then, you could order it for $1 a gallon. And they had the post office up that close to the Baptist church at Palmville. I don't know where you ever been in Palmville, or not, you might have been. And I'd haul that whiskey down on a 2-horse wagon, and they could get it on Fridays and Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, would they put it on. It was a sight.
When did people start to leave?
Man?
When did people start to leave?
Well, when the finished the plant, when they started backing up the water, well, that's when they started moving out.
Mm-hmm.
They went to other jobs. They got started building dams all over the country then, and they'd go from one job to the other.
Mm-hmm. And what did the Callaways and the Palmers and the Kirks and the Millers, what did they all think about all of this happening right in their midst?
Oh, they carried away with it. See, they farmed and they could sell the You could sell anything, eggs, produce, chickens, and they'd have big gardens, and shoot, they made money.
Uh-huh.
We had a great big garden up at Palmville, and chute and had the five or six milk cows, and Mama, she had a pocket full of money all the time. Before then, you didn't have nothing to put in your pocket much.
Were you going to school at this time?
Yes, part-time I wasn't, part-time I wasn't. When it first started, I wasn't old enough to go to school. See, it'd take them a pretty good while. They'd start up and then they'd go down and then they'd reopen again.